Coaches are always asking how they can grow their businesses. But there are so many other questions that you should be asking yourself first, like, why is my marketing not working? And which strategy should I actually be following? And how should I be positioning my marketing message? And how can I generate more leads? And what can I do to close more deals? And most importantly, why are potential clients saying no when I ask them to buy? With these unanswered questions, we deal with having the fear of the unknown and fearing to fail. We deal with information overload from everything out there, and we end up not hitting our goals and not growing as fast as we want. And we soon find out that we don't have enough time to learn everything. With all this going on in our minds, no wonder we struggle with answering the question, how can I grow my business? I've dedicated my life to helping coaches find the peace and freedom they wanted when they first started their businesses by answering these questions in this podcast. And I'm going to bring simplicity to the four main pillars you need to grow your coaching business. The four pillars are mindset, marketing, sales, and operations. I'm Jeremy Kenderson, and welcome to the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Level Up Tuesday. I'm your host, Jeremy Kenderson, and I'm very glad to be here today to go over a topic that I find is very important. Probably one of the most skipped over or unthought of thing in business. We're always focused on, you know, the next tip or trick or software or strategy to grow our business. And we really forget the first step, the very first thing that we need in order to be successful. So I want to take a step back, reel it back for you. Hopefully you got a few minutes. You can kick your feet up, take some notes, and let's go on this journey together. So for Level Up Tuesday, I'm here to help you level up your business. And basically what I said was, you know, there's basically a thing that's missing, the glass ceiling. Does anybody ever feel like you put in a bunch of time and energy and effort and you grind it out and you just keep getting to this level and you just can't freaking get past that level, right? And that's the purpose of Level Up Tuesday and all the lives that I've been doing lately is to help people break through that. So the purpose of today is to, you know, go over things that you can help avoid, help change, that actually give you the access. Because it's almost like if there's a glass ceiling and we keep banging our head against the glass ceiling, well, we can keep banging our head against the ceiling, expecting things to change. But if we don't do something different, we're always going to bang our head against that glass ceiling. And it's going to hurt after a while. And it probably hurts right now. And that sucks. And we don't want to do that. So we got to find access. We got to find a hole in that glass ceiling that we can actually break through. And that's the purpose of today. So without any further ado, let's get started. So if you want to level up, right? Let's just say you're an individual like myself that wants to level up, right? That's why you're here. Just kidding. Okay. So if you want to level up, what does leveling up mean to you in the first place, right? If you want to go to the next level, great. Is there a next level after that that you want to go to? What exactly is your end goal? And let's call that your destiny. The end goal is your destiny, right? And that's where you want to, that's where you want to go, that's where you want to be, right? But you're way over here right now, right? And you're wondering how to get from point A to point B. You know, let me just say this, like, whatever it is, wherever you are right now, a lot of people get stopped because they see other people and they're like, this person's naturally talented, they have these gifts, you know, they had these opportunities, they had this, they had that, that's different from me. And remember that stinking thinking, right? Comparing ourselves to others like that isn't going to do you any good whatsoever. But the point of me saying that is you don't need all the talent in the world to go from there to here. A lot of what you need to be successful can be learned. And most people that are successful, if you talk to them, a lot of it was learned. Listen to their backstories. Where were they? Where did they come from? A lot of them, you can resonate because that's where you started, right? And we all have to start somewhere in order to get here to where we're going, all right? And really, you don't need some special talent. You don't need to be naturally charismatic. You don't need, you know, all these things that we think we need, for me, let's talk about me for an example. So my destiny is, you know, having a 1,000-acre ranch. And in order to do that, I need to make a crap ton of money, all right? And in order to do that, a lot of things have to go according to plan. But it's not going to happen today where I am now. It's going to happen tomorrow whenever that happens. And how do I get that? I got to reverse engineer. That's what we're going to do here real quick. But it's not going to take any special talent that I have, any natural charisma. Like, whatever I have naturally right now has gotten me to where I am right now. And that's it. And like I said, every successful person that you ever speak to will tell you that all the things that got them to where they are was things that they learned. It wasn't some natural ability or some lucky fallen star that fell on them that gave this awesome opportunity that just showed up and they were like, ooh, opportunity, I'll take that. And voila, they're, you know, gazillionaires, right? You look at Eminem in the movie 8 Mile, right? Like that song. Do you remember that? Like, you know, you get one opportunity, you get one chance, you better take it. Like, whatever. He didn't have just one opportunity. He freaking had a gazillion opportunities because he worked his butt off night and day to get good at what he was doing, which was all learned. He wasn't just naturally good at it. He started really young, but he put himself in front of people that gave him an opportunity. And if he didn't get that one opportunity, if he kept working, another opportunity would have come along the way anyway, you know? Maybe he would have been signed by an East Coast rapper. Who cares? I don't know if there's still East Coast, West Coast thing going on, but that's how old I am, okay? So bear with me. So it's something that can be learned. Are you willing to put in the time and energy to learn it? Are you willing to, are you going to just listen to a video like this and go, that's really good information, but then not practice it? Because what happens, you know, a lot of you fitness people out there are going to recognize this when I say it. A lot of what happens is we go, it's a really good idea, I really like this, I should do this, and then you try it, and then you fall off. You know, it was a nifty idea, but that really is harder than it looked. You know, it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. Well, for you fitness people, we realize that there's like, you know, 21 days to create a habit. I actually think it's longer. But 21 days to create a habit, right? Well, you got to go through this stuff and practice it 21 days, because here's the kicker is, however old you are, you've had that many years to do it the other way, which means your muscle or your mind is trained to just always go in this one direction. And this one direction that your mind is getting you to go has gotten you to where you are, and that is what's limiting you from breaking through that glass ceiling. Got me? All right? So if your mind is constantly going this way, and you've done that for me, for an example, for 41 years, my mind always goes like this, that's muscle memory, right? My muscle just immediately goes there, and I got to train it to go here. Well, tomorrow it's going to go over here, and then I got to train myself, and I got to do that for 21 days. I got to be rigorous and have tenacity to do this over and over and over again before it becomes an actual habit, okay? So, you know, I had a friend a while ago. He went to, I forgot what school he went to, but he played college basketball, all right? And he said something to me. It's actually what his coach said to him, and then he said to me, playing the telephone game there, but it really impacted me. He's like, you know, Jeremy, my coach said that the best basketball players in the world are not in the NBA. I'm like, what? That's what the NBA is for. It's like the best of the best, right? The best of the best is going to play basketball, right? In the NBA. And you're telling me that the best players in the world aren't in the NBA? Then where are they, right? Good question. I thought it was. That's why I asked it. And ironically, that's what he asked too. Like, all right, well, what's up with that? The best players in the world are playing on the streets. So in the streets of New York, they're shooting basketball. They're playing. You ever seen that movie White Men Can't Jump with Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson? Woody Harrelson, that's his name, right? It sounded weird when I said that, though. Like, people are playing street ball out there, and the best players in the world are out there in the streets. And you probably wonder the same question I did. Well, why aren't they in the NBA? The reason? The reason they're not reaching their destiny? Are you ready for this? Because their mind has muscle memory to always do the things that they've always done. And they're always getting the same results. The people that are in the NBA might not be the best in the world, but they trained their mind to think differently, and that gave them the access to break through their glass ceiling and actually make it to the NBA. So let's reverse engineer this, Bad Larry. How can you reach your destiny? All right. And by the way, let me just preface this with this: is whether you think you're good enough or not good enough to reach your destiny, you're right. You get that? So regardless of whether you think you're good enough or not good enough, so if you think you're good enough or you think you're not good enough, whichever one you say to yourself, you're right. The point is, whatever you're telling your mind, whatever your brain is saying, whatever you're thinking, whatever your thoughts are, that is what becomes reality. So you need to change that first. So let's reverse engineer this. So, all right, in order to reach your destiny, you have to have a change in your character, okay? And you're like, well, what does that mean? Well, your character has gotten you this far. Wherever you are, your character has gotten you this far. So in order to change my destiny, I have to change my character. The character is who you are. You know, do you have, you know, good integrity? Do you have good morals? Is it all about you? If you make it all about you, everybody smells that and they run away from it. You know, are you out to help other people, right? Are you making it about them? I just asked my son last night. He was like, no, that was this morning. He woke up and, you know, him and my son were getting into an argument. They broke out our old digital cameras, you know, with the SD cards. And, you know, they're playing with them, taking each other's picture. And, don't take my picture. And, we're like, what is going on? You know, you're getting woken up to two kids arguing and yelling, and I'm like, what's going on? I don't want Jasher to take my picture. Why? And so there's like this filter on there or something. I don't know how they found this. I didn't even know it was on there. But it like makes everything wider. So it made my son look fat. And he's like, I don't want to take my picture because he's making me look fat. I'm like, well, do you think you're fat? Like, what is this thing going on in your head right now? I didn't say it like that, but you know, I'm like, what's going on, you know? And I'm like, dude, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. This is what's on the inside, right? I go, do you tell the truth? Yeah. Okay, cool. Do you treat others the way you want to be treated? Yeah. All right. Do you think of others and help them get what they want before you do? This is all stuff I'm instilling in my children. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, then you're good on the inside. Don't worry about what you look like on the outside. That doesn't matter. You can't change it anyway, you know? So character. Do you have good character? And that's what I'm trying to instill in my kids early on. But that's easier said than done, right? Like, what does that mean? All right, well, let's reverse engineer and find out. So in order to, you know, change your character, what you have to do is you have to change your habits, all right? Because your habits, the things that you do over and over and over again all the time, is what actually creates your character. If you have a habit of lying, your character now is you are a liar. And everybody knows you're a liar. Nobody wants to hang out with you or tell you anything because you're a liar, right? So in order to change your habits, that's easier said than done. You know, we've all tried to change habits. It's not easy. For all you ex-smokers out there or current smokers out there, that's a habit that is very, very hard to change, right? And in order to change that habit, you have to change your actions, right? You can't keep picking up cigarettes and expecting the habit to change. You have to change that action. Of instead of picking up a cigarette, you pick up a piece of gum or something. I think I'm going to run out of room over here. Yeah, so once I get this outline, I'm going to go through the flow of it in front. And what's cool is I learned this a long time ago in a company meeting that I was at, probably back in like 2009 or something. I remember sitting there like, man, this is really good stuff. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't apply it right away. Until I applied it, and I'll get to that. I'm getting ahead of myself here. So you change your actions, right? But that's easier said than done, right? That's not that easy. We've all tried it. We all attempt to and go through it. In order to change our actions, though, we have to change our words. Our words are so powerful. And, you know, the Bible talks a lot about that. It says, by your words you are justified, and by your words you are condemned. So it's by our words, what is spoken, we're either justifying or condemning, right? We're either getting positive or we're getting negative. And that's being, you know, I think that's where that book, The Secret, came from, right? Is like, you just got to speak it out loud, make affirmations. Like, there's these natural principles in life that work, and that's one of them. We have to watch our words. And I'm definitely going to run out of space. I'm going to try to squeeze the last one in right above there, okay? But it's not always easy to change our words. You know, like, I talked to my mom about this. Excuse me. And it's like, we don't want to say things like, oh, my allergies are acting up, you know? Because what happens is I'm taking ownership of allergies. And what I don't want is allergies. Like, that's not a health thing that, you know, I want in my life. So I could change my words, and instead of taking ownership of my allergies, it's like, oh, these allergies, right, are sneaking up, you know, because I'm allergic to cats or whatever. So, you know, these allergies, or, you know, I grew up with asthma. So I don't like saying like, hey, my asthma is really acting up now, because I'm taking ownership of that. I'm speaking that negative sickness into my life versus, you know, just start speaking about asthma instead of using my words. That's just an example that I use. But there's tons of words that you use, like, oh, this thing is driving me crazy. Guess what? Every time that thing starts coming up, it's going to drive you nuts. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to drive you nuts. It's your choice to be driven nuts. But because you keep confirming it with your words over and over again, like, oh, when people drive like this, it drives me nuts, or drives me up the wall. Well, guess what? You're going to go crazy when that stuff happens, right? Like, that's standard. Changing your words is so important. And I'll show you why here in a minute. But the last one is, in order to change your words, here's the trick. This is it. You ready? In order to change your words, you have to change your thoughts. This is the key to changing your mindset. Changing your mindset is the key to having success. So I talk about the four keys, right? And in leveling up. And I talk about the four keys, which is mindset, number one. And then I talk about attraction in business, that's marketing. And then I talk about persuasion, which in business is sales. And then I talk about operations, which is systems, processes, and people. Those are like the four key elements to, you know, growing a successful business. And it all starts with mindset. And that's the thing, is like, sure, you can go learn marketing, and you can go learn how to sell people effectively, and you can learn what systems and technology to use and how to set them up and how to use them effectively and hire the right people and set up the right processes so everybody's doing the right thing at the right time so everything works like a fine-oiled machine. You can learn all that, but if you don't have good thoughts, you're not going to reach your destiny. It's not going to happen. So that's the key, right? Because what happens, let me walk you through this, right? When you have a thought, right? You have a thought. I'm not good enough for this. Or I'm not smart enough for this. I can't do that. I'm not willing to do that. When you have those thoughts, then they become words, right? Oh, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that. No, I can't do that. Now you're speaking it out, right? Once it's spoken, your words, the words that you speak become actions or lack of actions, right? Like, oh, I can't do that. Now you don't take an action, right? Now your actions are creating habits of not doing certain things or doing some of the wrong things, right? Addiction, things like that. Like, we keep doing the wrong things. And when our actions create habits, we keep doing them over and over and over again. And we're on this vicious cycle of not getting anywhere close to our destiny. And we ask the question, why? Why is this so hard? Why is this taking so long? Why am I not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel? Why? Because you keep doing over and over again. You're either not doing the right things. I'll take a picture of it and upload it into the comments. I cannot take credit for this because I did not come up with this on my own. But I learned it, and I learned it and applied it. And you can apply it in almost every aspect of your life as well. Whatever your destiny is your destiny having the body that you want on the beach? Is your destiny having the business that you want? Is your destiny, you know, having the charity, you know, creating a charity that you want? Is your destiny being the best father or mother that you possibly can? Like, whatever your destiny is, it can be multiple destinies, multiple different buckets of things that are important in your life. It doesn't just have to be about business or anything. But back to this. So your actions create habits. In your habits, you're constantly doing or not doing certain things every single day. And those habits create your character, right? If you're not doing things every single day because you thought you're not good enough at it, like, let's say, for example, I'm not really good at sales and calling people. And that thought creates words like, you know, I don't want to bother anybody. You know, I don't want to come off as that sleazy salesperson. Like, I don't want to do that. So then your actions are, I'm not picking up the phone and calling as many people as I need to every day. that creates a habit of doing busy work instead of work that's actually helping you convert people into revenue, which is the lifeblood of your business. And when you do that over and over again, that habit, that creates a characteristic of laziness. Yes, I said it. Don't hate me for telling the truth, all right? It creates laziness, a habit of laziness. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. But yeah, it's tough, right? It's like, it's the first step in AA, admitting that you have a problem. Until you can do that, nobody's going to admit, like, nobody wants to admit that, oh, I'm lazy in my business. No. That's why we create a ton of busy work in our business that doesn't help us generate revenue so that we feel really good about ourselves. Nobody wants to tell our kids or our family or our spouses at the end of the day that, hey, I was really lazy, everybody. I didn't get everything done that I should have because I just don't want to. Nobody's going to say that. We make up this busy work so we can be like, man, I got a lot of tasks done today. I did a lot. Look at what I created. La-di-da-di-da, right? So anyway, there's characteristic traits that get created from these habits of either laziness, untruthfulness, selfishness, you know, lack of integrity, like not doing what you say you're going to do all the time when you said you're going to do it by. You know, all these characteristics are preventing you from reaching your destiny and breaking through that glass ceiling right here, right? But if you could change your thoughts that getting people on the phone is scary, just change your thought, right? To getting people on the phone is scary now. That's huge. Because what you're doing is, and this is the key to mindset, is tricking your mind. We know how our mind works. It's a muscle that's doing the same thing for me for the last 41 years, right? Just always, this happens, there I go. This happens, there I go, right? Well, if this happens, I need to go, wait a second. You know, it's scary right now. Right now it's scary, okay? I'm going to pick up the, look at this. This is the phone. This is the phone. It's scary. It's scary. It's scary. All right. It's scary right now until I pick up the phone. And once that person says hello, that fear is totally different. It's not a fear paralyzing you from doing anything. It's an adrenaline rush now to sit there and talk to this person and hold a conversation. And as you're conversating like this and you're talking about this and that and the other thing, sooner or later you forget and that fear is gone and you hang up the phone and you go, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Hopefully. If it is, don't worry. You still run through this process. Like, it's not scary right now. That creates words, right? Okay, if it's not scary right now, words are, I just need to get this over with. Let me just pick up the, and then the action is, let me just pick up the phone and call this person. And if you do that, you do these right here over and over again. What you want to do is you want to identify your trigger thoughts that are preventing you from doing something, right? And if you get to a place, reverse engineer it like this so that you can figure out, okay, what's the action that I took or didn't take? Okay, what are the words that I just said? What was the thought that made me say that, right? Go through that. If you do this, these three things, right? I don't know why I'm writing this right here because it's really, really, you know, over here. Is doing this over and over again, you're training your brain, instead of going like this all the time, you're training it to go here, which is creating a habit. And let's not say it's 21 days, let's say it's 60 days. Now all of a sudden you've created a habit that has changed your character from laziness to productiveness, right? Now that character of productiveness, that character of a person that's in action, the characteristic of a person that's doing what their business needs them to do, which is close business and generate revenue, you've created a whole new character that is going to obtain your destiny or your goal or your vision or where you want to level up to. So we reverse engineered this, and it all starts with your thought. So what I want you to do is homework. I'm giving homework. I don't know if that's appropriate for this platform, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Try to write out and identify thoughts that you think about that prevent you from taking action or that make you take certain actions that are not good or that are not benefiting you. Actions that are not in alliance with your future character. Write down those thoughts, identify them, memorize them, read them over and over again, print them off and paste them on your computer. Put it on your home screen on your phone right on there. Like, take a picture of it, write it down, take a picture of it, stick it right on there so you always see these trigger thoughts. Because what happens is, when you write them down and you're like, okay, cool, there's my trigger thoughts, you will forget about them because you have a habit of always going in the one direction. So you need to be able to write them down and memorize them. Have them in front of you so that you don't forget about this exercise. For all that is holy, don't forget about this exercise. And remember what those thoughts are, because if you drill those thoughts into your mind, when they come up, you're not going to think of it as, oh, yeah, because that's what we do, right? A thought comes up and, oh, we just go along in life, you know? Like, oh, this thought comes up, all right, let's just go. You know, whatever it is, whatever you're doing, you have that thought come up and we just think it's natural. We think it's who we are. We think it's our personality. Or we think that we are who we are. You can't change. That's bullshit. I'll tell you that right now, because I changed. I changed from being a complete scumbag of the earth to somebody that is actually benefiting society and putting other people first and helping them from the selfish piece of crap that I used to be. If you don't know, check out my origin story down at the bottom of this page, and you can learn all about the piece of crap that I used to be. And I changed those habits, okay? Then you can change these little habits as well. But the point is if you get them outlined and you remember them, then when they come up, you don't just go, oh, meandering through life. You go, thought, and you're about to go over here, and you stop for a second. You stop and you pause, and you go, wait a second. That's one of those stinking thinking thoughts. And I was about to say, and you're like, okay, I'm going to say this instead. And whatever those words are going to make you take a different action. And by golly, you like that? By golly, gee willikers. By golly, gee willikers, guys. All right? By golly, gee willikers. If I could do those three things over and over and over again, you're going to create a different habit over here, and then you're going to create a different character, and you're going to actually reach your goal and your destiny. So go out there, write them down, make it freaking happen, write that crap down, and that's it. That's all I got for you today. So if you're just coming on or you don't know who I am, I'm Jeremy Kenderson. I'm all about leveling you up, helping you level up, take your business or your life to the next level. So this is Level Up Tuesdays. I hope you liked it. If you do, I would really appreciate it if you share the video. And if you haven't already, like and follow my page and leave any comments or questions, anything you got going on. I would love to answer them and help you level up your life or your business. All right. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. And you have a fantastic night. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast. Again, I'm Jeremy Kenderson, and if you like this episode, then head over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel so you can get notified of the next episode. Please make sure you head over to Facebook and like and follow it. I really appreciate you, and I'll see you on the next episode.